I'd like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, April 14th, 2014. And as tradition, invite anyone in the audience in the room to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father,
who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda tonight is the approval of the regular session minutes of the March 24th meeting. Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve the regular session minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Next is the approval of the executive session minutes for March 24th. And a motion by Councilmember Lynch to approve the executive session minutes. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The executive session minutes are also unanimously approved. Let the record show that all council members are in attendance and both sets of minutes were approved unanimously. The reason for the executive session on the 24th of March was to consult with council to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. About that. Next, several requests for celebrations and events, which I think that's a wonderful thing. So let's start off with the number two on the agenda is Victorian Charms 20th anniversary. And obviously, you know who you are, but if you would say your name and
okay. Debbie Freeney, Victorian Charms. Thank you for Saturday, by the way. It was wonderful. You all did a good job. We will have been in business for 20 years on as of May 1st.
That
so,
is hard to believe.
You're telling me? I know how to do this. Anyway, that is the same weekend as the Blues and Jazz Festival. And we wanted to have a celebration for our anniversary on May 2nd and kind of tie it in with the Blues and Jazz Festival. So what we would like to do is we have hired a gentleman to play jazz music on the corner by our store. And just kind of as a safety precaution, we'd like to have Commerce Street closed at 6 o'clock after the bank closes till probably 9 o'clock at the latest. Mainly it's just so that if people, we don't know how many people will come out just to listen to the jazz because we are tying it into the Blues and Jazz Festival and we don't want people standing in the street. So that is what we are asking.
I personally think it's a great thing. First of all, congratulations on the 20
Thank
years.
I know.
It's kind of like when I first saw it, I went, oh my God.
Have you been there that long?
Going by. But I also have to say this, that I think that Victorian Charm was really a prototype and a vision, and had a vision of what Berlin could become.
Well, thank
and
you.
I think many of the businesses have used variations of your business model
Thank you.
To become successful. And
Thank you.
I say that, you know, when you started up, nobody was doing the things that you do and now a lot of other retail stores do in our community. And so I want to congratulate you for that.
Thank you.
And personally, I think it's a very nice way of, again, sharing your success and sharing the time by providing entertainment that, again, it's free.
Hopefully it'll make the Blues and Jazz Festival bigger and maybe it'll become like the Fiddler's Convention where we have Friday night entertainment if this is successful.
It's like everything else. Nothing's accomplished unless you
gotta
take
try.
A chance. And then again, I'm sure that I can't imagine the bank having an objection because they would close if they're driving at 6 anyway.
Right. So we'd wait till they close.
Yeah. Does anyone have any questions for them?
Yeah,
but I'd like to go ahead and make the motion to celebrate Victorian Farms 20th anniversary Friday, May 2nd, closing Commerce Street from 6 to 9, and I'm going to congratulate you there,
thank
too.
You.
You've set the model for Main Street.
Thank you.
Okay, all in favor of approving the request to close Commerce Street from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday, May 2nd, in order to allow Victorian Charm to celebrate their 20th anniversary with a public performance of music. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Debbie, I remember when you came in and you were talking about opening, you said something about you wanted to have gifts, people could come in and you'd provide a gift, wrap them up. And I want to tell you, I've had many a lunch carried in those purple bags.
So, thank you. That's a good thing.
They make great lunch bags.
They do. Thanks.
Thank you. Next is number three item on the agenda is a request for special events by the Berlin Chamber of Commerce. The two events coming up they're sponsoring. And you folks will get, although obviously now both have become Berlin celebrities and personalities, introduce yourselves and your respective, who you what hat you're wearing.
Yeah. Tom Schultes, President Chamber, or Chamber President, and this is Joya. She's the Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce. We are here tonight to ask for the closure of the streets for Blues and Jazz first. It'll be on the 3rd from noon to 8. The requests are all in the form here. I don't know if we need to get through them or not as far as the specifics. If anyone has any questions, it's the same as always. Two stages, continuous music. We request for trash cans, picnic tables, barricades, etc.
Basically, it looks like from the form that you're pretty much duplicating what you did last year.
Exactly,
yes. The most successful year so far.
Yes. So to cut it back, we've got a little bit of one less act to go through there, kind of cut back on the expense of a free event, but I think we have a much wider range of entertainment this year, so we'll bring a wider range of people to town, which we're looking for.
Well, I think we have to approve them separately, I think.
I believe so.
Two separate. It would require two separate motions.
Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the Jazz and Blues Festival.
We have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the Berlin Chamber of Commerce sponsorship of the Jazz and Blues Festival on May 3rd, 2014 from 12 noon to 8 p.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Passes unanimously. And next?
The second is May 17th for Spring Cruisers. Food vendors, the same as every year. We'll close up. We'll need barricades and 10 trash cans for the event.
And that's how many years? That's been a long time, hasn't it?
Busier and busier every year. We turn people away the last 2 years, so we're full by 8 o'clock.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
Motion to approve.
Hey, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve the Berlin Chamber of Commerce Spring Cruisers event for May 17th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. right on Main Street. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? And while you're here also, you'll be getting a more formal thank you to both of you. You obviously played critical roles in Saturday's townwide celebration and did wonderful.
It was a great time. Also, on behalf of the Chamber, enjoy. Thank Laura and the Public Works and everybody in the council that participated and allowed the event to happen. I've heard nothing but positive things, and everyone seems very happy with the group, the merchants and the residents and everybody else. So
It was really a very diverse group,
yes.
Age-wise and every other way, and I saw a lot of people I hadn't seen all winter. So
it was great.
They're still with us, you know.
It was great to look down the street and just see over the heads, and all you could see was a bounce house shaking it down the street. The kids having fun. So at one point, there were 75 kids encountered in line to get in there. So the wide range of everyone enjoyed the day, and glad to have the opportunity. So thank you guys for your time, and we'll let you move on to your meeting.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Next, item four on the agenda is another special event request. This one by the Berlin Main Street Program.
I'm bringing Tom back.
Okay.
You're dragging, Michael.
I thought I was getting out of here. He's gonna let me.
I said, you look like you're dragging a little bit.
I'm dragging just a little bit. I also did a fundraiser yesterday for the Village of Hope in Salisbury at Tall Tales, which was really wonderful, but have to do what you got to do. But they only had 300 people packed into a small place, so we outdid that. May Day Play Day is what, this is our fourth May Day Play Day, partnering with WOCM. And Tom is a disc jockey over there, and very interesting. He's the DJ and instrumental on this. What we've done is we've moved this from a Friday night to a Saturday and increased the talent and the event. Just has grown so big, we just felt like this needed to have a Saturday all to itself. It's going to be an all-day music festival. So.
And Tom, I know you think, he's playing how it appeals again to a broader...
There's going to be, I think a total of, how many acts do we have?
14 bands.
14 different bands, two stages, from the kids from Parental Guidance, from the Delaware School of Arts, mm-hmm. to some national acts that are coming through the area from one group from L.A., one from Pittsburgh that have moved on, and BK has done a good job of new program director finding national acts that are coming from big venues and kind of timed to the perfect. So it's an eclectic group of music from kids to some, you know, all ages, so we'll bring a diverse group of listeners and people who just want to see a cool small town, I think, through here. So yeah. I'm excited to see it. We'll partner after the second Friday, so it should be another outstanding weekend in town.
As the mayor alluded to, this is a different type of group from the weekend before, the Jazz and Blues. It's a younger crowd, but still older. So they're enjoying this type of music. So we're trying to create memories for this group because these are our future customers. One thing about this event, last week, they've added a 5K, which should only take about an hour, hour and a half at the beginning of the event. We met with Chief Downing. He rearranged their route to make it more suitable for his men and whatever, and he's
approved. Police modern.
Yeah, modified it so that I think it would not interfere with anything and it'd just kick off the event and be done with it.
And
they'll be done by 12:30.
Okay, so yeah. by the time the crowd starts.
Yeah, they will be done and over. But it's
where will it start and end?
It will start at the Worcester Youth and Family parking lot. And it will end at the stage coming up Main Street, but they only take one lane of traffic for 15 minutes at a time, and then they're done and over. So they don't have a huge turnout at this point, but maybe next year it might be bigger as these 5Ks seem to be catching on.
Because St. Paul's United Methodist Church had their second one Saturday morning. I think it's about 8:30
one.
Yeah. Because you got me speaking here.
I was hoping you'd show up.
Yeah, well, I told him I wasn't going to run now. they had a fantastic year.
Oh, good.
And so, I mean, that's just in your second year. So I think that you're right. This is something that it's amazing. When you hear so much about people not being active, it seems
It's growing tremendously. We work hand in hand with the Tri Running guys for all their events.
Who's doing this?
The half marathon, the Ocean City 10K, and we do music throughout the stages of form. And they run an outstanding event and very professional. And they bring their own people with them. So hopefully they'll bring some people to run events that don't normally come to town and get to see the town. So
they ran the event at St. Paul.
Good.
So it's the same group running the event.
They did a good job.
Yeah.
Very much. Very professional.
Excellent. So do we have a motion for the request for May Day Play Day?
So
we have a motion by Council Member Purnell to approve the May Day Play Day on Saturday, May 10th, from 12 noon to 9 p.m. Right on Main Street. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for, again, growing. This is growing. Next is a request for another special event. This is for the Memorial Day celebration. That's going to become a real tradition here in Berlin on Monday, May 26th. Hello, Mr. Kern. Can I get it? Follow protocol, even though it's probably one of the most well-known persons in town. Do it. Say your name and who you represent.
My name is Jesse Turner. I'm the chairperson for Old Fashioned Memorial Day. That day will be on May the 26th And the event going to be starting at 8 a.m. in the morning and close at 6 p.m. We also have a parade, and the parade will start lining up at 10 o'clock. We'll kick off at 11 sharp from Steve Decatur Middle School to Flower Street at the Hamlet's Park. That's where it's going to end. And I'm hoping that the mayor will lead the parade again this year.
Oh, yeah, I'd be happy to. You mind if I ride a bike again?
Yeah, you can ride a bike.
I didn't run any bike last year, I promise. But I figured, I keep telling my wife I'm going to do exercise, so I figured this is a good chance. Yeah. I don't have plenty of witnesses. Yeah. That was fun. It's fun.
Yeah. Exercise.
And I'd be happy to.
This request is pretty much the same as last year.
Yeah, same thing, yeah.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the Memorial Day celebration in Berlin for May 26th from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Primarily on Flower Street. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Pass unanimously. And again, thank you very much for all these years that you've put this together.
Okay.
And
I'm going to retire 1 year.
Yeah, right.
Good luck with that. Next is a request for a special event for the Reindeer Run.
Hello. How are you?
It's great.
Lisa Rodriguez, along for the Reindeer Run. Same as the last 6 years, actually. Same stuff, same course. Nothing's really changed. More people.
You're way ahead of time.
Yeah, I know.
And you just briefly, because you know what it is?
Yep, it's the 5K. We start at the Atlantic Hotel. We head down Main Street, come loop back around, end at the Atlantic Hotel. It's a 5K. Last year we had over 300. Race starts at 9. It's over by 10:30, 11 o'clock. We're all cleared out.
That's great. How many did you start out with?
75.
Oh, wow.
6 years. I can't believe it's been 6 years.
I know.
Years,
yeah. I know. It's when I heard 20, I was like, oh, God. I'm 220.
That's great. That's a great. And again, it's fun. It's simple. Oh, it's easy.
It's awesome.
Bring some,
you guys do an awesome job of supporting it, so thank you so much.
Very much. Well, and the date of the event is
December 6th.
12/6. Move to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the annual Reindeer Run on Saturday, December 6th, which will start and end in front of the Atlantic Hotel on Main Street and starts at 8 a.m. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Passes unanimously. It'll be here before you know it.
Are you going to run it this year?
He's
got a bike division. Thank you. Next is the yard waste collection schedules for spring. And who is taking care of that? Is anybody?
We've been doing it, the town, Public Works has been doing it for, I think, the last 5 or 6 years now. And it's just normal pickup and stuff that people don't want.
And 23rd and 30th, everything's Wednesdays.
Yeah, if your trash is normal trash pickup Tuesday or Wednesdays will be Wednesday, April 23rd. Thursdays will be Wednesday, April the 30th. That's for yard waste and bulk pickup will be May the 7th, Wednesday, from Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and Thursdays will be Wednesday, May the 14th.
Would you briefly explain, because I think most people know what yard waste is, what are some of the kinds of things that you normally find for bulk pickup, and is there anything specifically that you shouldn't
put out? Well, I've run across a couple times, like paint, hazardous chemicals. We're not allowed to pick up hazardous construction materials. A lot of people try to do that, but we don't pick that up. And a lot of people try to stick their yard brush in there because they get them confused. But most of the time, I mean, anything like toilet sinks, your old couch, chairs, tables, microwaves, anything really components in your house will take. The biggest one I can stress is paint. A lot of people try to sneak paint.
And what should someone that has some can as a bowl paint, what should they do with
it? I would say go to the Worcester County Landfill. Okay. I mean, they usually have a hazardous pickup day.
Okay.
And it's free. And all you have to do is show your residency or like your driver's license, you're from Worcester County, and they're, you know, they take care of it for free.
All right, and Mary, I'm just going to ask you, around the time of early in mid-May, maybe put something on the website that tells people, hey, welcome everything, but paint no. Yeah. Here's a way to do it, and maybe arrange something so.
Mid-May is going to be too late.
Well, for the balls.
Ball pickup. Give them some information about what to do.
Yes,
with that kind of.
Put it on the webpage and on the public access channel.
Perfect. That's great. Okay. Do we have a motion to approve the yard waste and bulk waste pickups by the Public Works Department? Okay. We have a motion to approve yard waste pickups on Wednesdays, April 23rd and 30th. And bulk waste pickups on May 7th and 14th. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Passes unanimously. Thank you. Next is a motion to approve the restating of the Pennsylvania, Jersey, Maryland risk management policy, procedure, and controls. This is all related to the electric.
That's correct. Every year, the town administrator needs to certify to a number of items in order for us to maintain our membership in PJM. Part of what I need to certify to is that we have a risk management policy, procedure, and control, which is copied on the back of the motion. And so Jill Barker, who's our electric utility attorney, is recommending that we have Mayor and Council review this and restate it, in other words, reaffirm it every year as part of this process. In addition, she's recommending that you also reauthorize the town administrator to represent the town in hearings before the Maryland Public Service Commission and to take action thereon on your behalf, on the town's behalf as part of that process. This would be passed on to the PJM membership folks that didn't have it on file.
And this is something we've been doing. This just codifies the procedure that's been around.
That's correct. You initially put this in place in 2011. It's just an administrative process to have you review it every year.
Great. Does anyone have any questions about the codification of basically the policies and procedures we all have been following for the last, I guess, almost 3 years now?
Can I make then a motion to approve restating PJM risk management policy, procedure, and controls to the town administrator?
We have a motion by Councilmember Hall to approve the PJM risk management policy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Very good. Next, on our departmental reports, first, Finance Director Natalie Sleet.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. We have finished preliminary budget workshops. Laura and myself met with each department director and went over line items, projecting, reevaluating the revenues and expenditures. So basically, we're getting ready for April the 21st for the general fund, and then May the 5th will be the enterprise funds.
And then by that, you're talking about the work sessions.
Right.
And those work sessions start at 6?
6 o'clock.
Okay. Just in case anybody wants to attend, the work sessions are definitely open to the public, but there's no public participation. It's an opportunity for each of the department heads that are involved, the ones that are involved with the general fund, make their presentation to the mayor and council. Gives us an opportunity to ask questions and make queries about, you know, what the proposed and what changed. And then two weeks later, we go through the same process, but it's for proprietary funds like sewer, water, wastewater, stormwater, and the electric, because they are separate. They are entirely separate in the way in which we operate them financially. They have to be self-sustaining, and everything in the general fund comes primarily from property taxes and our other sources of revenues. County grants, just about everything else under the sun that we can buy. So those two, but that's a normal part of the process. So again, for anybody who wants to attend, the general fund budget work session will be at 6 o'clock on April 21st. Enterprise funds are sometimes called proprietary funds. That work session, will be on Monday, May 5th at 6 o'clock, right here at Council Chamber.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Dean, help me out and correct me if I'm wrong. When you present the budget, as I recall, and I may be wrong on this, but you're going to have a column for current year budget.
Correct.
Then you're going to have a column for proposed new budget.
Correct.
But what we didn't have last year was year-to-date for this year, current budget.
I will make sure you will have that as well.
And if it's possible, and I don't mind going to legal size paper.
Okay.
Plus or minus dollars 1 year to the next year, and plus or minus percentage 1 year to the next year.
Sure.
Does that make sense to you?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Yeah, and I want to make sure if you are here, just when you pull together your template, your first thing, just go over it that way. You're satisfied with it, that way when it comes, it's all proposed. We're all on the same page, literally.
I will submit the Excel spreadsheets for your review before the meeting, so if you have any comments or observations, please email me back so I can adjust to the way you feel like
now. Great.
Also, I would like to mention we were, with the great help from Utility Electric Tim Lawrence researching a new phone system upgrade. We were meeting with several vendors, and we somewhat come to the conclusion where we are asking the phone system providers, vendors, to submit a proposal at what we were looking to upgrade the system up here, and of course, how much is going to cost us. So tomorrow we will have a 1 o'clock phone meeting with Comcast, and they will give us an overview of what exactly we could do with Comcast. And then going forward, we will receive the answers from several others.
Is this a capital improvement for the new fiscal year that's coming up, or is it something that's going to be part of both?
It would be if we all come to conclusion that it would be doable and desirable to implement in fiscal year 15. Of course, I will bring it up for discussion and then with numbers and what we're looking
at. So you're anticipating this is something that you hope the process, including the recommendation, will be something we'll be dealing with before this fiscal year.
It's somewhere on the wish list right now.
Okay. The fact that you're bringing it up means that I think are you reasonably optimistic that we'll be hearing some sort of recommendation?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not holding your feet to the fire. I'm just kind of saying, giving us a heads up. I just want to make sure we understand what you're giving us a heads up.
But also we have other priorities as well. So that is just an item that we've been working, but it's not something on the emergency list.
Yeah, you try to keep it from coming. Okay.
Right.
Great. Thank you.
Also, we are working on customer service downstairs area remodeling. And this weekend, you have approved the bid for the vendor who will remodel the cabinets. And it's basically going to be a facelift for downstairs area, and as well we will paint. So I'm hoping by the end of this fiscal year, we will see a little bit of improved and better appealing picture downstairs for the customer service.
And the cabinet started to be installed?
He's coming Friday because we have Friday off, so it gives him a whole entire day to work on it. And he's promising to install the major support beams through this weekend, and then he is fabricating the doors that should be done separately, and probably next the week after he will install it as well. But he's only going to be working on the weekends. So.
Okay, so it's not going to have very little with any
construction. It is not going to, it will not interfere the hours of operations.
Excellent.
The base units and the shelves will be installed Friday. And then it goes down to the doors the following week.
That's great. I can't ask for better than that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good planning over there. Thank you. Next is Deputy Administrator Mary Baldwin.
April is a very busy month for the town for weekend events following the success of last weekend's coolest party. This weekend, we have a spring celebration downtown on Saturday, and that starts off our Take Pride in Berlin week, which will run from the 19th to the 26th. The 26th will be our annual cleanup day, and we're just encouraging folks to get out and take pride in their town.
Great. Excellent. I'm going to be very surprised if you don't have a good turnout after all the excitement that's going on.
As long as the weather holds.
Yeah, God knows. I'm not going to make any predictions at all.
No.
Thank you. Next, Water Resources and Public Works.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I know Public Works today was trying to get some of the trees chipped up in the park due to that we're able to get in there today with the chipper. Cleaning up, over the park. We've been replacing water meters, normal ongoing maintenance. Had a manhole get struck with a snow plow, and I just found it Saturday, so we tried to get that fixed today.
What got struck with a snow plow?
A manhole.
Oh, I thought you said a mammal.
No,
I didn't smell too good.
We're trying to make sure that I got that fixed, we got that taken care of. Just a lot of trying to go back and I know Public Works is trying to fix potholes and I know we have a couple sewer issues to take care of, but other than that everything seems to be going very well.
Excellent. Good. Excellent. Thank you. Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. What we've been doing for the past couple of weeks is now that the weather's giving us a break and it's turning nice, we're doing a lot of maintenance projects. We've been working on several poles that have issues with them. Two of them were at the substation, one of them was over at one in Buckingham, and we did repairs there. Installed the panels for the event that we had this past Saturday, banners. And then also, we had to pick up the stage from Ocean City for the 5K run over at Flower Street, which I wanted to personally thank them in public. Ocean City, they've always seemed to be there if we need them, and I hope at some point we can return the favor to them. They know if they ever need anything, they can just call me to help them out.
Great.
One other thing we did is we had to pull annual oil samples on our transformers at the power plant, also Savage Substation. That's preventive maintenance. It tells us that there's something internally going on with the station transformers. If you can see problems beforehand, we take them out of service to have them repaired that effect. So we've been working on that.
Is it basically in the long run saves money because you catch a problem before it becomes catastrophic?
Yes, sir. If you had to buy one of those large 5MV transformers we have at the substation, you're looking at $300,000 or $400,000. So by doing these oil samples annually, they basically do testing on them to tell if there's something internally going on.
Is it kind of equate to like a blood test for
human beings? Yeah, pretty much.
How about
that?
That's amazing. It. Yeah. Very good. Thank you. Next is Police Chief Arnold Downing.
Good evening. Thank you everyone that stated that we had a really busy Saturday. Started both with the 5K run, Little League Parade, Beach Lacrosse, the Health Fair, and the small parade in Berlin. So, first of all, with the short notice, we were stretched schedule-wise, and we wouldn't have been able to provide the safety and security without the assistance of the Monroe State Police, the fire police that I had individuals coming from Ocean Pines, North, and the Berlin Fire Department assistance with the actual parade itself. Again, we can't say thanks enough from them and the great volunteers that were assembled under the chamber. I mean, that staff, they did a wonderful job moving and directing people where they needed to be, and everything went really smooth. So we're really pleased with the weather and with the attitudes and the actual people themselves. So again, it was a good day all the way around.
Great.
We did notice throughout the process that we do have a omission in our town ordinance for public urination with our events coming up and the way we are. We're going to have a little bit more coming up. I'm going to be working with Dave actually to go ahead and draft something to bring before you. We've been using indecent exposure law to the head. It's a heavy-handed criminal offense, which is not appropriate. Ocean City has found that, and the Court of Appeals have actually thrown it down, thrown it out for cases in which we're discussing. So, again, we'll be crafting and bringing before you something like that.
Just in case you didn't know, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah. Can you imagine somebody not knowing? Yeah, and we certainly have numerous portable toilets.
Plenty enough, but again, the situation does arise.
Yeah.
And
you need something. You need the appropriate hammer and not a sledgehammer.
Right.
Great. No, I appreciate that. Thank you again. I think if you haven't, we're trying to make sure we gather all the names of everyone that we can to be formally thank them for the participation. So tomorrow you'll be hearing from Laura and Mary. We'll put the whole team together because I'm sure it's going to take everybody to try to identify as many people as we could. Next is Planning Director Dave Engelhart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. As you saw in the weekly update, when we met on the 2nd of April for the Historic Commission, we approved a sign for the new Uptown Antiques that's attached to the building. Also, on behalf of the Mayor and Council, Michael Day had brought before Historic the new roof, and he was seeking some guidelines when he gets funding for windows and paint for the building. They had some suggestions for him on that, so that'll be an upcoming project, but the roof is going to go forward. They secured a permit the day after and came and got their check. So, and last Wednesday on the 9th, the Planning Commission approved the preliminary site plan approval for the Cannery Village project. So now they'll move on with more engineering and design work. There were some conditions. We had some public comment, mainly with the impact it would have on neighboring parcels. And they seem to answer to the public's satisfaction. Most of it will probably be solved with forestation and the landscape design. It doesn't need a lot of buffer, but they promised that they would address all those concerns, and the Planning Commission was satisfied. So.
Good. Well, it's good to have the community discussion. That's what those meetings exist.
Remember how many people had problems with the project?
These are the first two that have had public comment. There were two in attendance. One's neighboring where the entrance is going to be. Mm-hmm. And as usual, we have some concerns about traffic along Flower Street, increasing the load.
Yes.
Once it's built out, now you have more school buses, you have more daily trips. So that was one of the concerns. And of course, that, you know, even that road noise. But I think they answered all the other questions. There was questions whether it would be subsidized housing. And once again, he explained all that, Mr. Hansen from Osprey Development.
This might be too pre, but I'm thinking about the entrance that's going to be down near the county, where the tail ends and the county begins.
It's right there, yes.
It's going to be a very dangerous entrance and exit right there. I think that really needs to be looked at and try to come up with some kind of safety.
All right. When they do the site plan review, when the town's engineer does the site plan review, they'll address that for us. That'll be, you know, we can submit comments there, or they can come back to us, and we can also approach, state highway there, so we can approach them about as far as what they might want to say.
Well, why don't you do this? Is when that process is underway, if you'll just keep everybody posted as to what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah, because their final submittal for that hasn't even been made.
So that way we'll know in case anybody asks what's listening. Great. Sounds good. Sounds like the lot's been accomplished.
And then the final site plan approval, again, that's an open meeting. That's a public meeting. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's one thing, too. Just remind if anybody has some concerns that the final site plan meeting is a public meeting, too.
Oh, okay.
And I would anticipate that from their comments, their engineer, probably 2 months.
Okay.
So maybe June's meeting, I would think.
Good.
It's always the second Wednesday.
All right. Thanks. Thank you. Next is Human Resources Director, Mr. Fleetwood.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Just a couple things. Today, Tim Lawrence had his line technician apprentice begin employment with the town. So in the last, 3 weeks, Tim, you had your chief linesman 3 weeks ago, and then his apprentice starts today. So he has both of those folks on board. Along the same lines with the electric utility, Tim and a couple guys went over to mutual aid for BG&E back in February, and we did go back to BG&E to try to seek some reconciliation, if you will, for some of the funding that we had expended, not only with material, fuel, hotel, meals, and salaries, but we did today receive full reimbursement from BG&E for their efforts, so that's a good thing.
Excellent.
On the 24th of April, legit, to be very blunt with it, I guess for about 3 years been trying to establish this, to come up with I call it a lower risk and shore regional risk management workshop for all the folks that legit is involved with, try to bring all the risk guys and gals together and let's talk about common issues. So that's going to happen on the 24th in Salisbury.
With April?
Yes, sir. And then next week, I'm leaning toward going to a payroll seminar with ADP because there's a number of changes with the Affordable Care Act, some things that I just want to get abreast of. And that's it.
Good. Thank you. That's great. Next is Economic and Community Development Director Michael Dang.
Thank you. I think I'd like to give a big shout out to all the departments for Saturday. It was went smoothly, probably one of the biggest events we've ever had. I think that our events this year are going to get bigger, and this was good practice for everybody. I think that we really have to look at the shuttle bus situations, and that went very smoothly, but it proved that we actually need one for these big events. As that BIS was packed all day long, Dave and Jeff were down there, and they can attest to that. But the need is apparently coming. Today, WBOC was here for a couple hours. They're filming for Delmarva Life, which will be broadcast next Tuesday, April 22nd at 5 p.m. They're doing a whole segment on the town of Berlin. Tomorrow, the Baltimore Sun will have a photographer here for a couple hours photographing downtown for quite a big article they're going to do on the town. Budget Travel will also have their photographer here. I spent probably a half an hour with somebody that spoke mostly Chinese today that wants to do an article on Berlin, and the largest Chinese American newspaper goes to 500 cities.
Wow.
So I hope I made sense when I talked to her, because I know she didn't understand me. So,
if you didn't have an accent, it would be easy.
Well,
it must have been a very interesting phone conversation.
It was one of the most interesting I've had, and I never expected that out of all this coolness. Wednesday and Thursday, Megan will be at the Main Street training up in Baltimore, and I'll be up there Wednesday with, I'm going to go with Ocean City Development Corporation, Glenn Irwin, but they've also asked me to speak on how cool we are for the Main Street. It's a once a year Main Street training. And then April 23rd, the hotel, Lisa Challenger, and Main Street, our Berlin Main Street, are hosting all the tour bus operators from Ocean City for lunch over at the hotel. The hotel is furnishing the lunch, but we're going to bring all the bus tour operators from Ocean City over here and show them what all the coolness is about and how they can increase their night stays, because we only have 26 rooms, and we want to show them that they can get another night out of their hotel, out of their bus tours, by bringing them over to Berlin for a day. So that's April 23rd. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Mayor.
Yes.
Can I interrupt?
Absolutely.
As you all know, one of our long-term state employees passed away, Alan Ludlam, and Water Wastewater would like to thank the Water Resources and the staff, like to thank the stuff that was sent to Ms. Shirley, so I just want to say thank you all for what you've done.
Well, he was not only well-liked, but well-respected, and it was not, the most unexpected thing was the fact that he went in for what was supposed to be serious surgery, but nothing life-threatening, and the next thing you know, he doesn't come back.
Yep.
And we're talking about Mr. Alan Ludlam, who was about at least a quarter of a century.
I want to say 25 or 27 years, yeah. Somewhere in there.
Yeah, and basically it was Mr. Sprayside. Yeah, really. He truly cared about that property just like it was his own backyard. And
he let you know.
Delightful.
He let me know if I was the ones I'm wrong.
Yes, exactly. So hopefully he's keeping an eye on it from a little higher up now. But the town, we were very fortunate to have such a good man for such a long time, and we're going to miss him. But it was also very rewarding to see so many employees from the town and family members turn out and support his family. Thank you, and thank you very much. So much of the world. Thank you. And so next, I think we'll have the town administrator's report.
Good evening. Tonight, this is your list of purchase orders for your review and approval. Purchase order 2730 in the amount of $1,739.20 to Special Fleet Services for chainsaw for bucket truck for the electric department. Purchase order number 2754 in the amount of $2,480 to Goody Hill Groundwork for emergency repair of water main at Homes of Berlin 2 on Bay Street. Purchase order number 2789 in the amount of $5,299. The Eastern Water Blast System for a steam power washer to clean vehicles, buildings, and tanks. Cost to be split between Public Works and Water Resources. Purchase order number 2693 in the amount of $4,623.40 to Hills Electric Motor Service for emergency repair to electrical cabinet. Purchase order number 2805 in the amount of $2,750 to Peninsula Water Conditioning for water conditioner for spray site number 2 due to high iron and nitrates. Purchase order number 2787 in the amount of $2,500 to Hills Electric Motor Service for emergency repair due to broken impeller not to exceed $2,500. Purchase order number 2806 in the amount of $1,524.95 to Edgemore Incorporated for fencing to replace damaged sections at Henry's Park. Purchase order number 1527 in the amount of $10,673.30 to Goody Hill Groundwork for emergency repair of water leak located on William Street. Purchase order number 2870 in the amount not to exceed $3,800 to Terra Firma for repair of 24 by 45 foot section of roadway that was destroyed last winter storm. And purchase order 2876 in the amount of $8,500 to Southern States Milford Co-op for zero return power. That concludes my report.
Does anybody have any questions for Laura regarding any of the purchase orders?
Make a motion to approve.
Mary, are you the one that did the fence?
No, actually, I believe Jane created the purchase order on that, but I'm aware of.
I guess I'm wondering, how many sections are we actually replacing?
It appears...
I thought it was really hard for me to be perfect.
It is. I believe that it's three posts. I don't think that it's entire sections.
Are damaged.
I want to.
It just seemed low
if,
to
Jamie,
me.
If you,
for what?
Let me, I gotta look at it.
Okay. Yes, there are numerous sections of the fence that are damaged. That is true. This is the worst of it at this time.
I guess I didn't understand this. The $430.54. It just seemed very low to me for what I saw on that fence. Because this is an iron fence, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't you think it didn't seem like a lot of money for...
I thought it would have cost more.
Do what?
I thought it would have cost more. Was that cheap?
That's low.
Fencing is outrageous.
I can discuss it with Wendell tomorrow and get a better idea of exactly how much area of the fence is being.
I just wondered if maybe some pictures and what was going to be replaced. I just couldn't understand it, to be perfectly honest.
You think it's too high or too low?
I think it's too low.
Too low.
Well, it's not an emergency. Well, the research.
Another month, we'll have more people.
If you look on the bottom of the PO, it says replace existing damage. The reason some of them are different prices, two of them are at 6 foot, and three of them are at 4 foot height.
And then the connecting post.
And then the connecting post. Mm.
They're probably using some parts from the existing fence.
I don't believe they can use much from the existing.
Well, there are two different sizes out there. The 4 foot fence runs along the apartments, and then the 6 foot fence runs along the highway. So, I mean, this does appear that they are replacing a total of 5
sections.
Exactly what constitutes a section.
I think it's probably 6 foot between the poles. It's either 6 or 8 foot long.
I don't know.
But you can see by the quantities, you know, what they've replaced, and then they also had concrete. They had to do 4 bags of concrete. Mm-hmm. By that stuff, they mix that quickcrete or whatever.
I can certainly get clarification on it, and it is not an emergency situation. So.
Okay, I'll make a motion to approve 9 purchase orders, excluding the PO
201402806. Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Brittingham to approve 9 of the 10 proposed purchase orders with the exemption of the fencing to replace damaged sections at Henry Park. All in favor of approving the purchase orders, motion by Councilmember Brittingham, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Go ahead.
Sure. Can we approve this purchase order and so it could be fixed and get a clarification at our next meeting? Hopefully this cheap price will be the actual price.
That sounds like passing Obamacare
and
find out what's in it afterwards.
But I'm operating on the premise that staff had did diligent work in preparing this purchase order. So I move that this purchase order be approved.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve the separate purchase order for the replacement fencing at Henry Park. With an explanation as to what much more details, the justification for the report. So we do have a motion for the council. All in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. The motion passes 4-1. Thank you very much. Just very briefly, I think that we are all of us who are associated with the town and the citizens and everyone are very grateful for not only all the folks who made last Saturday celebration an outstanding success, but also we want to acknowledge all the work and vision and effort by citizens and public servants, some with us still and some who have passed on, that made, help to make all this possible over the last few decades. All this didn't happen overnight. It happened in a very continuing study process of constantly looking for ways to improve community. And I want to make sure that we recognize that we're grateful for our town's heritage, but that now with this designation, although it's a lot of fun, we've had a lot of fun with it, and hope that will bring us, you know, even more commercial success in the future, and continue to be. I think it's been a very very positive and very positive for the spirit of the community, and has helped bring the community even closer together than ever before. But knowing all that, I think that it's our job as elected public officials and you all as public servants to really consider that we need to focus on the many opportunities that are now possible because of the events of these last months. We're not going to be able to do everything all at once. I think we're going to try to do you know, look at every possibility thoughtfully. Just we have to, there's not been any details done on this yet, but I am going to recommend that we consider this spring and consider making the decision and then actually implementing a strategic planning sessions in the summer, in the new fiscal year, in the summer and early fall. Simply because so much has been happening. I know, at least from my perspective, it seems like a lot of good things have been happening, and everything seems to be accelerating. So I think it's a good opportunity, while interest is high, while a lot of people are paying attention to Berlin as they never have before, and while a lot of people are truly and sincerely interested in either maybe moving here or establishing a business here, that we take the opportunity to gather the community together and in an organized way have a strategic planning effort so that we can get guidance from the public about how to prioritize many of the things they already had in mind, but also new possibilities that we just did not foresee happening as quickly as they are. And I think this is the perfect opportunity. It gives everybody a little chance to absorb what's happening, get used to a busier, a vibrant town that's now vibrant almost constantly, and to think about, you know, where do we go from here? You know, we obviously, I think most people like the character of the community, like the diversity of the community, like the fact that it is a small town. I don't think anyone in a position of responsibility that I've talked to from any segment of the community wants this to become a big town. But we want, I think, very much to make sure it's one of the best small towns, not only now, but for the generations to follow us. And this is a pivotal time, and I think it's our responsibility to do what we can to get as much community input in an organized fashion. Strategic planning is not new. It'll just be new to us. I think it'll be very helpful to get input, because I know I have met so many people, particularly since all this started happening, that have moved to Berlin and I didn't even realize. I mean, it's just amazing. And the number of people who've expressed their desire to move here is very rewarding. But I think we have some work to do, some preparation to do. So I just throw that out. We should be very, you know, I think we're all very happy. I think we celebrated in a very appropriate way. I think it's the spirit of the celebration, I think, is going to carry through in everything we do this year. But on the other side of the coin is the planning for the future. And I know working with you all, I don't think there's anything, when we're working together, I don't think there's anything we can't overcome, or any opportunity that we can take full advantage of. So just want to let you know, to be thinking about it behind the scenes, and then Laura will be providing more information to us later in the process. Let's get the budget squared away, and then we'll work on that. But congratulations to everyone. I think everyone is literally overwhelmed by all that has happened to this little town in the last 2.5 months. And let's enjoy it and accept the the blessings that come with it, but also the responsibilities. Does anybody have any?
Just quickly, I'm glad that Janie brought up Alan Ludman's services. You know, he was your work family, and it was very disturbing to the department. I got an opportunity to go out to the new wastewater site, and I'm ashamed to say I hadn't been out there, and it's a beautiful facility. And maybe when Jane gets back, you and Jane could talk about like what Tim's doing with the touch of truck in the park, you know, maybe have an open house out at the facility and let the town see what, you know, we did out there, because, you know, it's not your average wastewater site. And I thought that the tree was very nice. They planted a tree and put up a plaque in Alan's name, and I thought that was very nice too of the town. And also, I'm real excited about the sidewalk, like everybody should be. And the shuttle went great. That was the best thing we've ever done for an event, with the shuttle service, and of course all the work that staff did to make that event and all the events go. It's very appreciated. People commented me on the street how nice our staff was, and you know, how accommodating they were. And they might not say you hear the complaints, but people do recognize our staff.
Thank you. I have three things. First, I'd like to say that Mike Madej, in his vision for this coolest town thing, you know, I was always skeptical about why getting involved with this stuff, but it has really paid off, and for your vision, and thank you. My second thing, but what would really be cool, at Berlin would be named the coolest small town 2 years in a row. Now that would really be cool.
Really? Really?
Third thing, I'm going back to the PJM risk management policy. It talks about in the procedure that the town administrator will report PJM activities to the mayor and council periodically, but not less than quarterly. Could we set those times now?
Sure.
Could we suggest that we receive these reports the month after the quarter ends?
That's exactly my plan. You received your first report on Friday. Yeah. I emailed it to you. That one would have been October, November, December of last year. We couldn't get you January, February, March, because the March information is not fully available yet, but I expect to have that for you in May. When we get on a regular schedule, you'll get your quarterly report the month after the quarter ends. So really, January, February, March, you get April.
April, July, October, exactly.
That's the plan. So again, I'm working with Booth. They're putting the reports together.
Thanks for the any of the associates, folks, the whole family. The whole family came up to Raleigh to be part of the event.
They came up twice. They were here on the 29th as well, because he bought a refundable hotel, and so they came up twice.
Oh, very good. So that's good. It's nice to see that our consultants are participating in the community.
That's all I have. Do you
think you're welcome?
Well, we have a couple things, and Michael Day and the staff and everybody else, the committee that participated in this weekend. I've never been on Main Street and seen that kind of people. I worked in town for 20-some years, and it's been a lot of lonely Friday nights in town in the past. And I've never seen that many people in Burlap. It's just amazing what that ceremony brought to Berlin. And now a lot of people are using that. I know there's Taylor Bank now has a big banner, the coolest bank. So other businesses are tapping on to that same slogan, you know, the coolest bank, the coolest business, the coolest whatever. But it's pretty neat.
Thank you.
Ditto. Is this yours, Michael?
It's from the Main Street put together. Okay.
Is this something new we have?
Brand new. Is this year?
It's great.
Well, this year, what Megan Houston, our Main Street coordinator,
took it and categorized the businesses this year instead of lining them up on the road.
And color-coded
and
them.
And color-coded them, yeah.
She's a graphic artist.
Even the that fees thing. For the parking.
Yeah. And the biggest
limited
shop,
as it may be.
Yes. Well, the biggest shop was under food and beverage, 16 stores.
I saw that.
That, to me, was the biggest shock of the year.
This is very nice. What do we do with
these?
How do these get?
You'll be getting a PO next, probably next time. We do 30,000 of those through Talk.
Is this through Talk?
This is for Talk, and the business is displayed. Okay. They're at the visitor center. The ambassador program has them. And the Talk
is
tribute to the thousand.
It's like a piece of chocolate.
Megan.
One of the things we did on Saturday was several of us rode around on the shuttles just to orient folks and handed out these brochures along the events list so that folks knew what was going on in town. They really, really liked it.
You got 27,000 left.
Mark,
in that pastry.
Well, what is the food?
Pastry right there.
I
that
think
picture?
That's the. Is that the dessert?
It looks like a croissant.
Yes.
Or maybe it's the peach chocolate buns?
No,
it's got chocolate
drizzled
on
it. Oh, it might be her new cronut or whatever they call it.
Oh, okay.
It's stuffed, too.
And the only other thing I had to say, so we can all... Sunday, the town was... It's unbelievable and remarkable how these folks turned 2,500 people, and within 12 hours, you wouldn't know anybody had been here.
It's a lot less than 12 hours. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning you come through
it
and
is remarkable.
You know, a thing had happened.
And of course, Sunday was, there were a lot of people shopping in town.
There was a lot of people in town today.
So
I couldn't
today,
believe
the,
people walking around
the hotel
around
at 12 and 1 o'clock. You could only find a place on the inside. You couldn't find a place on the porch, on either porch, or on the outside. It was packed.
Yeah.
I think our biggest problem this year is going to be the fact that we do have 16 food and beverage places, and we have these evening restaurants now, quite a few, that the stores aren't open at night, and we've got a lot of people on the streets at night looking for things to do, but that's...
And Sunday evening, when I went to my bill in the box behind City Hall, that parking lot was full.
This parking lot, yeah.
They were the blacksmith. I mean, I've been through there many a Sunday night when there wasn't car one.
Well, the blacksmith and Burley Inn have created a whole new atmosphere on this side of town.
That's great.
Yep.
Again, thank you.
I had the opportunity to go to the Little League Parade. Thank you, Jeep, who's over east side. I hung out on the west side, and that was a phenomenal event. I mean, there were 450 kids now, all together, plus parents and siblings and everybody else, and it was phenomenal.
Close to 1,000 people.
What's that?
Close to 1,000.
Close to 1,000.
That was just one part town.
That's it. And that was just going down Main Street and all ended up out there. It was fantastic. I mean, I couldn't be way more proud of the staff and the town and people live here. It's phenomenal.
What I like is the red, white, and blue balloons that we put up for our event was also for their event. And so when they came through, all the red, white, and blue balloons for the Little League was really nice.
There were hundreds of people already lining the street for the Little League.
And we need to share with folks that they can watch all these events now from their home. I put my computer in front of my husband. He watched everything because he couldn't get out from the cam now on top of Rains Reef. So you can watch anything that's going on. You can snoop in out the staff too. No, I'm just kidding.
And I want to say, that's not costing us a dime.
A dime, right?
Lisa Challenger and the Worcester County Tourism are paying for that.
Would you, is there a way, Mary, that we can send out something to the media and also put something on the website to keep it up? Because I mean, it's neat, but it's amazing. It's so.
Now, how do you log on to that?
Yeah,
you go to channel 4. Just Google channel 47
Salisbury.
Go to your page and click on weather, and it says SkyCam.
Okay.
And then you can even make it big. And I mean, you see the hole in front of the hotel all the way to the bank. It's amazing.
Okay.
I watched the Little League parade on it.
And then this, that's something we had never even thought of, that, that we'd be able to watch events from home.
So that's
Central Main Street. Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
All our welcome information.
And then I'm going to have part two of the administrative report over as far as just to bring everybody up to date on what's happened just this past weekend with the fireworks.
Right. So I'm happy to announce that the State Highway Administration folks finished the sidewalk and crosswalk improvements on Route 113 at Bay Street. They finished those late Friday night, so they were ready to go on Saturday for us. There was a cool small town celebration, which I thought was great. And they are going to be reducing the speed limit. We're expecting those signs, those reduced speed limit signs, to go up on Thursday, weather permitting, which means that that lower speed limit of 45 miles per hour will be established right before the Easter holiday weekend. So things are moving along really well. There's a, oh, can you back up for a second? So what they're doing is they're putting these big variable signs out in front to let everybody know that there's a crosswalk now. So they've got that up there to recognize folks that this is a pedestrian crossing. But also once the speed limit signs come up with the lower speed limit, they're going to have the same kind of variable signs that advance, just warning people of the change in speed.
There's one up now.
Yeah.
And that'll be visible at night. Yes.
And then Sharon's just got some pictures of the event from Saturday that we can join us. See.
That was like there.
That's it.
Food?
Yep.
Okay.
One
foot
mine up there.
That's it.
Okay. Great. Great.
Then we should have some videos of it by next meeting.
Great.
Excellent.
I want to see the drone videos.
Yeah. There's a video on Del Marvin Now, Charlene Sharp's story.
Oh,
yeah. There's a video on that already.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your comments and suggestions and recognitions, too. Do we have any comments or questions from anybody who's still remaining in here with us from the public? Do we have any comments or questions from anyone with the press?
Move to adjourn.
Thank you.
And adjourn.
Thank you.